So like you said, it's really more about acuity and being in the moment. And that's something we're going to do some more practice on here shortly, is how do we want to really refine our sensory acuity skills. And again, you can take this to layers and layers and layers of finer distinctions, finer discriminations, noticing the shifts with less and less information. And you might get a teeny little movement of their eyes or a slight shift in their breathing or something like that will give you information. For other people, it's got to be like, wow, it's got to be a big signal before you even notice, you know? And I know many people in the world, it's like, wow, the signals are screaming and they're still not noticing. So it's like, wow, it's amazing. So we're going to take this to another level and refine our sensory acuity skills. Could I borrow a man and a woman to come up and help me with this one? Thank you, sir. Okay, a lady friend. Oh, yes, come on up. And if you would just stand side by side here, facing your lovely fellow learners, colleagues, and so on. So I'm gonna invite you to think of two different people. The first person I'd invite you to think about, and without saying anything about them, just think about them. So I'd like you each to think of somebody that you really, really like. Like if that person were here with you right now, it would be just awesome. And imagine that they're right here with you right now. And what we're gonna notice, we're gonna calibrate how you appear when you're thinking about somebody that you really, really like, okay? So just notice what you notice at this point. Again, they're right here with you right now. This is somebody that you really like. All right, big deep breath. And have you noticed how much blue there is in the room today? Let's take a quick peek. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? When you look for it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So now, what I'd invite you to do is to think of somebody that you really don't like. And if that person was, well, don't be too obvious, Mike. Give us something to work with here.
Yeah, don't worry. I didn't think about that person just yet.
So think of somebody that you really don't like. And if they were here with you right now, you'd be like, oh, man. Okay. And so now we're going to notice what you look like when you're thinking about somebody that you don't like. Okay. All right. You can breathe. Okay. Thank you. How much red is there in the room?
A lot of orange.
A lot of orange. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So now, so we've had an opportunity to calibrate once, right? We calibrated what they look like when they think of somebody that they like and when they think of somebody that they don't like. Now, I'm going to ask questions that's going to distinguish one or the other. And again, all I want you to do is to think about the person without saying anything about them so that we can notice and that we can try to figure out who you're thinking about based on how you look. Does that make sense? Okay. So, which of these two people is taller? Okay, so what would you think for each of them? Person that you like, okay?
He's having a good time.
No.
Do it again.
Well, we do.
So what's the answer?
I couldn't think of anyone I don't like.
Yeah. Ah, you see? See, and that's important. That's important, right? To know that. So, yeah, movie character. Okay, so let's go back to have you both think of somebody that you don't like. That person again would be the same for you.
Okay.
You have somebody like a movie character or story character that.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, so holding that. Okay. Okay, there we go. All right, so now, again, big deep breath. Can you hear the sound of the breeze outside? So now, which of these two people is older? So what would you say?
Doesn't like.
It's the one you like is over. Okay.
The one he doesn't like.
Doesn't like. Right. Right. Okay. That's okay. All right. So now, which of these two have you known the longest? Like or doesn't like?
Like?
Okay. So one of the things that we're, so what are you noticing about the difference between their expressiveness?
She's more expressive, showing us.
So you can make the distinction easier?
Really bad. Okay.
All right. So let's go with which one is has more money? And if you're not sure, just guess.
Don't like.
So which one was it?
Yeah, that was the one I don't like.
The one you don't like.
Don't like.
So which one?
Don't like?
Yeah. Okay. So this exercise is called like-dislike calibration. So as you were looking at each of them, what specifically did you notice that was different between the two? Like what were you paying attention to in their physiology?
With Elena, it's definitely the eyes. It's amazing how they glow when she likes and how they like almost retreat a little bit as the sun goes down, which is like it's really clear. Okay. It's not as easy as with my heart as well. He likes everyone, that's hard.
So you were paying very close attention to like the...
Yeah, it was here, this part.
And it was that kind of how open or narrow her eyes were?
Probably the eyes were more open, I would guess. It seemed to be more glowing, but that's not a physiological description. So probably right.
But yeah, so it's what did you actually see? So if there was a glow emanating from her eyes, that would have been something very cool. But so they were more open or closed kind of thing?
I don't know. I have to do it again.
Yeah.
They were more glowing to me, but that doesn't work, so I'm out. Countenance
as well.
Countenance?
I don't know how to explain that.
What? Could you be more specific?
She's brighter.
She's brighter?
Not just eyes, but
yeah, face.
Her face is brighter.
It's brighter when she talks with you, and she went darker.
Brighter and darker?
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed something really specific with Helene's mouth.
Yeah.
When she didn't like the purse and then went out more relaxed this way when she did like it.
So her lips relaxed more?
Yeah, it came almost puckered up when she didn't like the purse.
So what are some things about Mo that you noticed, difference-wise?
I really clenched his jaw.
Yeah. So you noticed change in muscle tension here?
When you try to think of something when you didn't like him the first time, I had the impression his eyes were like getting smaller and he was like trying to, I don't know, focus in on that person. That's my impression. Yeah.
So you were keying in on the eyes for both of them.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. And that's, again, we're just noticing. There's no right, wrong, good, or bad with any of this. We're just noticing, what are you paying attention to? How many of you, did anybody pay attention to the breathing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, what I pay attention to, when she liked someone, she would move her eyes collecting events, and it was a joyful expression. When she didn't like it, I felt that she was like... mm-hmm.
So this is an important distinction. Now, in NLP, we want to invite you to think in terms of sensory-based terms. So for example, you picked up on the fact that she was moving her eyes. That's something that you can see. But whether or not she was looking for events, that's more interpretation, like of what you interpreted she was doing, right? What was the other one you said? It was a really good one.
Breathing. Okay. She was exhaling.
Uh-huh. But did you say like a joyful, she had a joyful?
No. When she didn't like it, I felt, I observed she was exhaling.
Exhaling. Okay.
Like, yeah, making her body move smaller.
Yeah. So that's an important distinction to keep in mind is what are you actually seeing or hearing, that kind of thing, as opposed to what you think might be going on inside their experience. And that's more interpreting, or we like to sometimes say hallucinating in NLP.
What I noticed with Mo when he was thinking of someone he liked, it seemed as if his head was looking down a little more. I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know, maybe it's a child, or it was going down. But I think
okay.
I saw that.
Good.
Mo, to me, he stayed very static focused all the time, but the third time I was starting to pick something up, and that was more like he was a negative, and he was like biting it somehow. More tension or more, there was, I could almost perceive something intangible that he was trying to, he was a little less relaxed maybe, I don't know, but it was very hard to read.
So you were kind of paying attention to like overall, maybe
yeah,
muscle tension or something?
Thing that I caught at the last minute, and then you cut the exercise,
uh-huh.
but for a second, like if you kept doing it, I think I might be able to start pulling in on stuff there that I can't really pinpoint. But there just felt like to be some energy that he was kind of like resisting almost to when he was thinking of the negative person.
Okay.
But it was very subtle.
Yeah. So we'll, and we are going to do more. And so you can kind of track a little more specifically on what you're picking up on. Because you're obviously picking up on something.
Right.
And the point of the exercise is to figure out what specifically that is.
With Mo, there were two different eye positions, one versus the other. It was slight. And part of the other reason that it was also slight with him. His body posture, he was like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a disassociating body posture, you'll learn more about dissociating later. But if you do this, you're going to be less in something. So if you have your hands behind your back, you'll be less in it than if you have your hands to your side. And you're going to be more present, more in it. So when you're doing this exercise, you might want to have that in place as well.
All right. So now let's take this to another, we're going to do it auditorially this time. So I'm going to invite you to think of a different person that you like and a different person that you don't like in the same way. But this time, when you're thinking about the person that you like, to say some just like A, B, C, D, E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or blah, 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 blah. So they don't need to necessarily be words, but just so that we can hear the tone, tempo, and volume of your voice, the voice qualities, when you're thinking about one versus the other. Does that make sense? Okay. So thinking now, inviting another person into your awareness that you really, really like. You really like being there or being in their presence, and if they were here, right now, it would be wonderful to be with them. So as you're thinking of that person, go ahead and one at a time.
A, B, C.
B, C.
La, la, la.
So one more time, again, being present to the person that you really, really like. Imagine they're like right here with you right now. And again?
ABC.
La, la, la.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask them to do it one more time, and I invite you to close your eyes, okay? So that you're not calibrating visually. This is something that I want you to try to calibrate auditorily so you can hear the difference. So again, being with that person, being here, right now with them.
ABC.
La, la, la.
Okay. So you're just calibrating, just noticing, all right? So now, big deep breath. Do the hokey pokey, turn yourselves around if you would, okay? All right, so now, which of these two has longer hair? And this time, again. Well, interestingly, I didn't evoke the other side first, did I?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to think of somebody that you don't like first, right?
Yeah.
Got a little ahead of myself. Okay, so now, again, thinking of somebody else that you don't like, or maybe you just have a hard time with somebody, hard time being around them, hard time interacting with them. So thinking of that person, and again, closing your eyes, okay? It's okay.
And Mo, you'll tell us that you have someone, right?
Yes.
ABC.
La, la, la.
So do you think you got it, or do you want to calibrate one more time?
One more time.
One more time. Okay.
Say which one.
All right. So now, another big deep breath. Going back to the person that you really, really like, that you like being here, be there with him, or her right now. Okay. And again, with your eyes closed.
A, B, C.
La, la, la.
All right. So now, again, shaking off. Now calling back into your awareness that person that you really don't like or have a hard time with. Okay. If they were here, right now, right in front of you.
A, B, C.
La, la, la.
Okay. What do you think? Think you can tell the difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go back to which person has darker hair?
A, B, C.
What do you think? Okay, got it. Okay. Which one has darker hair?
La, la, la.
I was thinking of the light, but they had the same hair.
He's helping us to make finer distinctions. Okay, let's see. Which one weighs more? Again, close your eyes. And if you're not, I'm sorry. One more time.
La, la, la. Oh, sorry.
There must be some really good rapport going on here.
Good.
Okay, so once again, eyes closed. Which one is heavier?
A, B, C.
What do you think?
Okay.
Well?
Likes.
Likes?
Likes.
Okay. Awesome. Hers was the one you didn't like. So do you understand the exercise? Okay. What were some of the things you were noticing about the auditory? What was different between like and dislike?
The stress on the...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Stress on the words was a little different. ABC was ABC, and
ABC. Okay, so do that again.
Pitch.
You just did something very elegant, as you actually demonstrated with your own voice what you heard. Okay, and that's really a nice way to do it. See if you can duplicate what you heard in her voice.
ABC and ABC.
Do it again, louder.
ABC and ABC.
So it's at the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
The tone was higher with the person that she liked.
Her tone was higher with the person that she liked?
Yeah.
What else?
With Mo, his less law, if he likes it, it goes up a little and stays even when he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, and he wants to get done with it quicker when he doesn't like it.
So, round of applause for our lovely volunteer. Thank you. Okay. This is fun, isn't it? So what I'm going to invite you to do now is to get into groups of three and do essentially the same thing. So one person actually is going to be the person who thinks of the person that they like and don't like. Okay? So the first round, what you're going to do is calibrate. Have the person think of the person that they like, and you calibrate what they look like, what their physiology looks like. And try to pick up on something, you know, the specifics. Is it their eyes? Is it their breathing? Is it their skin color change? Is it the lower lip size change? What is it specifically that you're picking up on that you can tell the difference between who they like and who they don't like? So have them think of the person that they like, calibrate, and then have them change their attention, like I did by looking at the blue in the room or the red in the room or some sound, just so that it's like clearing the palate of their attention. It's like the cracker between sips of wine, okay? For any of you who might relate to that. And then have them think of the person that they don't like and have them really, and then calibrate what they look like. And then you ask questions that would distinguish the two, like which one's taller, which one, you know, longer hair, darker hair, heavier, which one of you known longer, which one lives closer to you, any kinds of questions like that would distinguish the two, and then see if you can tell which one it is based on how they look. And then if time permits, go ahead and try the auditory as well. And we're going to actually practice this in the practice sessions in the after, before and after class. Which, by the way, how many of you are interested in a practice session this afternoon? Okay, if you would, hold up your hands. You haven't signed up? One, two, three, four, five, six. So we have enough to have the class. Awesome. So groups of three, and we're going to continue this for about, what time is it? 5 o'clock? So we're going to go till about 5:20, and just keep rotating. Just keep rotating around so that everybody gets a chance to practice. So we won't tell you when to switch. Just have one person do it and then rotate around so that everybody gets a chance to do it. We're going to do more practice sensory acuity in the practice sessions. There's lots and lots of fun sensory acuity practice exercises. So do you have any questions about the exercise?
You said in groups of three, and then it would be like you did it two are doing the exercise and one is observing? Or?
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. One person will be doing, they'll be thinking of the person they like and dislike. The other two are going to be observing. They're going to be practicing the sensory acuity. Okay? Does that make sense? So one person is just going to be the thinking of the like and dislike. The other two people are going to be observing, so they're practicing sensory acuity and asking the questions. So you might take turns asking the questions, that kind of thing, and then rotate around so that each person gets to be the demonstrator.
Also, just be careful of some of the questions you ask. Some of the questions may seem like it would split the world, but they may be a little bit leading, like, which is the nicer person? Well,
yeah.
The person they like is probably who they think is going to be the nicer person. So
yeah.
You want to ask more generalizing, more splitting questions. Who do you live closer to, or things like that?
Exactly. Exactly. And then again, noticing the specifics. What specifically are you picking up on? All right. Let's do it. So how was your experience with like-dislike calibration? Were you able to do it? So what were some of the specific things you observed?
I observed that I find it very hard to meet people like when it's verbal, sound, and visual is much better at it.
How many of you was that true, that it was much easier verbal or auditory?
Mm-hmm. I was visual.
More visual? Others? Was there a big difference between the visual and the auditory? No?
Okay.
Awesome. Anything else? Anything else that you observed or learned or aha's?
Well, just to really see it, the person has to really have that feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's, in some cases, it's kind of hard to manufacture that.
Mm-hmm.
If they really feel it, you can see.
Right.
Yeah. Some people, you know, they're doing what they can to do the exercise, but if they don't really have that feeling, it's harder to see it.
Yeah. There's other, the kind of the next level of this, we're going to talk tomorrow a bit about association and dissociation. And so when a person is associated, and it's kind of like, I think it was Mike that brought it up before, if a person is associated in the experience, like if that the person that they like is here and they're really, you know, they're in their body looking out their eyes, hearing with their ears, you know, they're much more likely to get the feeling, and then you're going to see it. It's going to express more strongly than if they, for example, were dissociated, like they were outside of their body, looking at them and the other person in the picture. They're likely to be less feeling there. So we'll talk about that's an important distinction and an important thing to calibrate when you're doing NLP is whether or not the person's actually in the experience or if they're somehow, you know, observing it from some other perspective. But we'll talk about that in quite a bit of detail tomorrow. So we'll do more sensory acuity. We're gonna get into rapport skills. How do you get into that state of rapport and receptivity? And then we're going to move into the land of accessing states and anchoring states. So fun, interesting, powerful stuff coming up tomorrow.